Are chumras, or adding extra religious stringencies, a good thing? The following is a shir sikum, is a summary of the Lubavitch Rebbe's sicha on Parshas Acharimos from Lakuti Sichos Chelek Aleph. The Rebbe begins the sicha by commenting on the pasuk in Parshas Acharei of Ushmartem es Mishmarti, you shall guard my commandments. This is the foundation for rabbinic prohibitions and additional rabbinic boundaries. The Rebbe said the sicha in the year 1956, and in 1956, Orthodoxy in America, and particularly strictly religious Orthodoxy, was very much on the defensive. The conservative movement was on the ascendancy, and it had a general approach of being quite lenient when it came to halacha. The Rebbe addresses a lot of concerns and a lot of difficulty people had with rabbinic stringencies. First of all, they asked, why do you need to come up with new stringencies? Isn't it sufficient to follow what the Torah already forbade? As we learn in the Yerushalmi, the Yechamash Aslacha Torah. What the Torah forbade is already sufficient. Also, the Gemara Nedarim tells us that in the future Hashem is going to judge you for everything that you didn't eat and everything you didn't enjoy that you had the opportunity to enjoy in this world. Finally, the Rebbe says, many argue that if we're too stringent, people are going to throw the baby out with the bathwater, and they're going to completely reject religious observance. And the proof they bring to this is from Adam Arishon in Gan Eden, where Hashem had told Adam, only don't eat from the tree. Adam then went and told Chava, Hashem said, don't eat from the tree and don't touch it either. And that added stringency opened up the door for the snake to come and tell Chava, if you eat from the tree, you won't be harmed. Look, if you touch the tree, everything will be okay, so you can eat from the tree also. The Rebbe responds that this whole approach of rejecting rabbinic chumros and dividing between rabbinic stringencies and biblical stringencies is a mistake. The reason being that rabbinic stringencies are grounded in the biblical verse of lo sasor, if you shall not turn away from the added boundaries that the rabbis added. And similarly, the pasuk in this week's parsha of Ushmartem es Mishmarti, you shall make boundaries for my laws. Meaning that in addition to what the rabbis tell us, we're meant to set personal boundaries to make sure that we don't transgress Torah laws. How then, says the Rebbe, do we account for the story of Adam and Gan Eden? Clearly we see by Adam and Gan Eden, making boundaries was not a good thing. So the Rebbe says that Adam was very different than normal folks. Adam and Chava were in a state of Merkava. They were a state of a chariot for divinity, which means that everything they did channeled divinity to the point that the moment they sinned, they were expelled from Gan Eden because they had left this state of channeling divinity. What does it mean to channel divinity? It means that everything you do is not egotistical, it's not for your own purposes, but it's meant for a higher purpose, it's meant for a good purpose, it's meant for a world transformative purpose. And the Rebbe says if you live life in such a way, then boundaries are actually not a good thing because boundaries limit your ability to elevate the world. An example of this, as the Rebbe, is eating on Shabbos. All week long, we're locked in a struggle with food. Food can be a negative influence. Food can drag us down. Food can physicalize us. It can corporealize us and detract from our ability to connect to spirituality. Food is meant not as an outlet, but rather it should only be used to energize ourselves. And that can be a constant struggle. But on Shabbos, we're meant to elevate food. And the idea being that when you eat on Shabbos, ideally, you're eating in a state of spiritual enlightenment. You're eating in a state where you are spiritually elevated, so the food doesn't drag you down. You raise the food up. The upshot is that most of us are not channels or not conduits for the divine will. Most of us have our own agendas and are not elevating everything we come into contact with. Therefore, boundaries are very important. It's important to follow the Torah laws, and it's also important to have additional appropriate stringencies to make sure that we don't fall into transgressing the Torah's laws and don't fall into an overly indulgent and appetitive lifestyle. That said, we need to strenuously seek out appropriate spiritual mentors who will tell us when our boundaries are appropriate and when our boundaries are holding us back from elevating the parts of the world that we're meant to elevate.